Welcome to Today on Broadway for Thursday, August 4th, 2016. I'm Broadway World's Matt Tamanini.
And I am Broadway Star's James Marino.
James, we are doing this like with tin cans and a shoestring running from Long Island to Orlando, so hopefully this works.
On a wing and a prayer.
Something like that.
Oh, you're halfway there. Oh, living on a prayer. There should be a Bon Jovi musical, shouldn't there?
No.
Okay, no. Let's go. Nikki M. James, Jose Lana, Andrew Kober to lead 12th Night in the Park.
Yeah, yesterday the Public Theater announced that in September their annual Public Works production will be of a musical adaptation of Shakespeare's comedy Twelfth Night, conceived by Kwame Kwe Arma, who will direct, and Shana Taub, who wrote the music and lyrics. The production will feature over 200 actors and community members from across all boroughs, as well as five equity actors: Tony winner Nikki M. James as Viola, Jose Lana as Orsino, Andrew Kober as Malvolio, Jacob Ming Trent as Sir Toby Belch, and Taub as Festy. The production will play the Delacorte Theater in Central Park from September 2nd through 5th at 8 p.m., and tickets are, of course, free. The Public Works partner organizations are Brownsville Recreation Center in Brooklyn, the Casita Maria Center for Arts and Education in the Bronx, the Center for Family Life in Sunset Park in Brooklyn, the Dream Yard Project in the Bronx, the Fortune Society in Queens, and the Military Resilience Project in all of the boroughs, along with alumni partners, the Children's Aid Society, and Domestic Workers United. James, our friend Andrew Kober was really excited about this project on social media today, and one of the reasons I wanted to mention all of those partner organizations is because I think what the public is doing with these public works programs is such a cool concept, and one that I think has really far-reaching positive implications for not only the arts community in New York in general, but the spread of it to the people who might not otherwise be exposed to a big flashy Broadway show, to get them involved in a once-in-a-lifetime experience to perform on the stage of the Delacorte. That's awesome. Like, I love this. I've never seen it, but I really, really like this project.
Yeah, I totally agree with you. That it's incredible to have the opportunity for to get up and perform at the Delacorte. Matt, have you ever been to the Delacorte in Central Park?
I have not. No, I mean, I've seen it. I've never been to a performance there, though.
Yeah, it is. It's such a beautiful jewel in the middle of Central Park, and this is a great experience. And I props to all these organizations for making it happen for them. Next up, Tony Shalhoub and John Cariani set for the band's visit at the Atlantic.
Yeah, James, we talked about this show when The Atlantic announced its 2016-2017 season a month or two back, but yesterday they announced the full casting for the band's visit, and as you mentioned, the show will be led by Tony Shalhoub and John Cariani. This new musical, which I don't associate Tony Shalhoub with musicals, but it will feature a book by Itamar Moses and a score by Tony nominee David Yazbek, and it follows an Egyptian police band that travels to Israel to play a concert, but after a mix-up at the border are sent to a remote village in the desert, only to be stuck there overnight with nowhere to stay until a bus comes in the morning. Joining Shalhoub and Cariani will be Katrina Link, George Abud, Andre Polk, and more. David Cromer will direct and Lee Schur will choreograph. The world premiere musical will play a limited engagement at the Linda Gross Theater from November 11th through December 18th. And James, on an only remotely related topic, we started the show today with a story about Nikki M. James and then another one about Tony Shalhoub. And I would be remiss if, as a TV person, I did not mention the television show that they are both on together called Brain Dead on CBS. We've talked about it before on This Week on Broadway, but it features those two theater greats along with Aaron Tveit, Megan Hilty, Beth Malone, Mary Elizabeth Winstead, and more. And I really love it. The plot is ridiculous, but it's so good. And they have the best previously on segments at the beginning of each episode that I have ever seen. So if you aren't watching Brain Dead, do yourself a favor and check it out. It's from the husband and wife team that created and ran The Good Wife. And it's about politics and alien ants eating people's brains. So if that doesn't get you to turn it on, I don't know what will. It's awesome. It's so ridiculous.
I'm such a fan of Tony Shalhoub. Were you a fan of Monk when the television show Monk was on?
Loved Monk.
Loved Monk, and a big fan of Tony Shalhoub.
And I loved Wings growing up when I was a kid. I loved
Oh
the TV
yeah,
show
Wings.
Wings
That's right.
with Tim Daly and Steven Weber, both two other good Broadway guys. So lots of Broadway folks in Wings.
Yeah, and the thing about Tony Shalhoub is that he has done a number of Broadway shows. Act One, The Golden Boy, Lend Me a Tenor, Conversations with My Father, The Heidi Chronicles, The Odd Couple, and all interspersed while doing in and out of television shows. I think that he's incredible and wonderful, and I loved him especially in Act One a couple of seasons ago.
Yeah, and I talked about the Sarenby Playhouse in Atlanta. And another thing about living in Atlanta and being a part of their great theatrical community is that both his sister and his nephew are very in-demand working actors in Atlanta. So I've seen them both in a number of shows, and they are fantastic. So gotta love the Shalhoub family.
Absolutely. All right, next up, Ragtime on Ellis Island to distribute tickets via lottery.
Yeah.
Matt, they mean distribute tickets after they give tickets to you and me, right?
Well, I was gonna ask if you're going. I will not be there, but hopefully you're gonna get tickets too. But we've been beating the drum for this one of a kind production since it was announced, and it'll be here next Monday, August 8th. And yesterday, this was really weird because as we've talked about it, I've been trying to figure out how to get tickets and to talk about it on air, but there was never any information. But that's because yesterday we learned that tickets will be distributed to the public via an online lottery. Entry is now open at ragtimeonellis.com/lottery and will remain open until 7 p.m. Eastern Time on Sunday, August 7th. Winners will be announced at 10 a.m. New York time the following morning, and they will have only until 1 p.m. to claim their seat to that night's show. As we've mentioned before, the audience will take a ferry from Battery Park to Ellis Island for the one-night-only developmental concert directed by Sammy Knold and narrated by original Ragtime star, two-time Tony nominee Brian Stokes Mitchell. The cast will also feature Brandon Victor Dixon, Laura Michelle Kelly, Michael Park, Andy Mientis, Shayna Taub, who we talked about, Aisha Jackson, Robert Petkoff, and more. So, James, you've interviewed Sammy Knold, the director. Are you going to actually be able to make it to this concert on Monday, or are you going to have to chance the lottery?
I'm going to chance the lottery.
All right.
I put in a request for tickets very long ago when we first heard about it, and they politely declined. So I'm going to enter the lottery and see if I can get my robot army to enter it for me. So see if we
I
can get in
don't say
there.
that. That's not good, James. Don't say that. That makes people really suspect of lottery systems and stuff. That's not good. And especially
Is
after
there?
Trump talked about rigging elections, let's not talk about things being rigged. Just saying,
I'm not saying
that much.
rigged. I'm not saying rigged. I need two seats. That's all I need. Seat for me and seat for Laura, and everything else can be, I actually did it say anywhere how many seats they're going to have?
I did not see how many seats they're going to have, but everybody's allowed one entry, and you can get two tickets, but you can double your chances and get two entries if you share it via Twitter or Facebook or whatever else social media stuff that I don't understand.
I see. So, Robot Army, here we come. All right, next up, Tony Bennett and Lady Gaga head back to the studio.
Yeah, James, follow me back to 2014 September, if you will, when music legend Tony Bennett and pop diva Lady Gaga released an album of standards called Cheek to Cheek. The unlikely pairing scored a hit, earning a Grammy for Best Traditional Pop Vocal Album and launching a concert tour and a PBS special. The album went to number one on the Billboard 200 and is currently certified as gold. So, of course, in Hollywood, anything that's a success means it's going to get a sequel. So, based on that unpredicted success, yesterday Billboard reported that Bennett and Lady Gaga would be heading into the studio again in early 2017. Bennett, who turns 90 years old today, did not elaborate on the style of music featured on the album, only saying there'll be just wonderful songs that she and I both like. So, James, are you thinking more Nirvana or Public Enemy?
Oh, Nirvana, totally. Absolutely.
I'm not a Nirvana
Hey,
fan.
yeah, I didn't take you as a Public Enemy fan, though.
I love the movie Do the Right Thing, which features heavily a song by Public Enemy called Fight the Power. So I've always got a soft spot for them.
Yeah.
All right. Anyway, what were you going to say? I interrupted you.
I was just going to say that sometime recently, I can't remember when, I interviewed Cheyenne Jackson, and Cheyenne Jackson, we brought up Lady Gaga because he
American
was doing
Horror
a
Story.
television American Horror Stories with her, and I kind of pushed him on it, and I said, "Hey, it'd be great if you guys could do something together." So. And I totally neglected to say, "Oh, bad me!" In the interview was that he did sing a duet with Jane Krakowski on the CD. So you should check it out at PS Classics.
Very cool.
All right, so that's it for this side. Matt, why don't you get us out of here?
All right, thanks for listening to Today on Broadway. Follow us on Facebook and Twitter at Broadway Radio, and you can find me on Twitter at BWWMatt, and subscribe to Some Like It Pop on iTunes, Stitcher, and Google Play.
And my name is James Marino from BroadwayRadio.com and BroadwayStars.com. Thank you so much for spending some of your Thursday morning with us, and come on back tomorrow, and we'll kick off your weekend as well.